Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu. So I'm going to try a different vibe for the next few podcasts for a number of reasons, including that I have realized in these past 4 years of coaching, there has been a lot of change in my perspective of things. And given your feedbacks, a lot of you listen to my podcast while driving. So for reasons involving safety and connecting on a deeper level with you all, I made some desirable changes. I do have a special announcement waiting for you at the end of this podcast, so stay tuned. Now let's get straight to the topic, that is fear of rejection. Okay, at some point in our lives, we have all struggled with this. So today, I want to share with you all the things I learned in the process of overcoming this age-old problem. Now, fear of rejection can be seen in many forms. For example, it could be seen as fear of what others will think of me or judge me. It could be seen as part of fear of failure or even success. Well, if the consequences of failing was negative judgment and self-doubt. It could also be seen in the form of anxiety of achieving desired goals and results. Regardless of how successful we are, most of us, if not everyone, battles with the fear of rejection, along with those who want to fit in or stand out. Take a couple for instance. Have you ever heard one partner saying to the other, "If you love me, you would do this or that." Or, "I cannot say no to my spouse because I love him or her." People often misunderstand actions based on fear as values. Yes, in certain cultures, it is expected to behave a certain way, and this can be empowering to some in the form of upholding traditions that they find value in passing down. Like respecting elders or young people alike, or offering refreshments to guests. Traditions and rules are meant to benefit us, not rob us of our freedom. Often respecting elders is confused with fearing them, and serving refreshments is seen as a formality or obligation instead of care for those who travel to see us. This form of fear exists due to fear of rejection. Tolerance is also a form of rejection. If you have accepted something or someone, there is no need for us to tolerate them anymore, right? Now, let me first tell you that your fears or insecurities are not what defines you. What defines you are your values. Now, why is that? Think about it. Insecurities are the same for everyone. Everyone has some reason to not feel good enough or feel anxious or scared. That is a common problem. When it comes to values, everyone has their own unique blend of values. Your combination or hierarchy of values is unique to you. It can be similar to others and still different enough. That is what makes you unique, makes you you. So if you are entering a relationship, you make that decision based on your value system and not insecurities. You go in with the intention to express and add your value, not unload your baggage on them. Because your baggage is not who you are. That is the stuff you work on for your own personal development and satisfaction. Your relationship is a reflection of you, not the other way around. You can now decide whether the relationship is going to be the source of your happiness, or you are going to be the source of happiness in your relationship. Your power doesn't lie in controlling what happens around you. It lies in the way you respond to it. That is, based on your value system. At every point of our life, you have the opportunity to express who you are. Like one of my teachers said, the colors you see are the particles that were not absorbed by the object, instead were reflected out. And that is the color we define the object with. And the same way, people define you by what you reflect outwards. The joy you reflect will mean you are a joyful person. The love you reflect would mean you are a loving person. So it is not what you keep locked up inside you that matters, but what you reflect freely into the world that makes you who you are. Remember, value is not relative, it's reflective. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Now for the big announcement. Next podcast onwards, I will be answering your questions. I will focus on one question for every episode. So feel free to text me your burning questions. Until then, this is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday and have a wonder-filled week. Bye.